This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off Meerut Metro and Namo Bharat train at Shatabdi Nagar Namo Bharat station in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh yesterday. The Prime Minister dedicated the nation's entire 82-kilometer Delhi-Meerut Namo Bharat corridor and inaugurated the remaining sections of India's first Namo Bharat regional rapid transit system. With a design speed of 180 km per hour, Namo Bharat is India's first regional rapid transit system connecting major urban centers such as Sahibabad, Ghaziabad, Modi Nagar, and Meerut with Delhi at a faster pace. The PM also flagged off Meerut Metro services between Meerut South and Modipuram, operating on the same infrastructure as Namo Bharat in a first-of-its-kind initiative in the country. Later, PM Modi also inaugurated and dedicated to the nation various development projects worth around 12,930 crore rupees in Meerut. Addressing the gathering, PM Modi said the projects launched will give thrust to Viksit Uttar Pradesh and Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi said, Uttar Pradesh and the entire country are witnessing a new era of world-class infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today exuded pride that the India AI Impact Summit has proved to be a turning point in the trajectory of how the world will utilize the power of AI in the future. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the PM highlighted that leaders from many countries, industry leaders, innovators and people associated with the startup sector came together at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi for the AI Impact Summit. He said he had the opportunity to meet world leaders and tech CEOs. Rajaji Utsav will be celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. The PM stated that on this occasion, a statue of C. Rajagopalachari, the first Indian Governor General of Independent India, will replace the statue of British architect Edwin Lutyens in the central courtyard of Rashtrapati Bhavan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India deeply values its enduring friendship with Israel, built on trust, innovation and a shared commitment to peace and progress. In a reply to a social media post by Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Modi said he agrees with him about the strong bond between India and Israel, as well as the diverse nature of bilateral relations between the two countries. Mr. Modi yesterday added that he is looking forward to discussions between the two sides during his upcoming visit to Israel. Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary has launched a nationwide campaign titled Badhna Hai To Yahan Judna Hai to accelerate India's digital skilling movement through Skill India Digital Hub. He addressed the launch event yesterday. India has strongly condemned Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan territory that have resulted in civilian casualties, including women and children, during the holy month of Ramadan. In response to media query in this regard, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said it is another attempt by Pakistan to externalize its internal failures. He reiterated India's support for Afghanistan's sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence. In women's cricket, India A women clinched the title at the Women's Asia Cup Rising Stars 2026, defeating Bangladesh A by 46 runs in Bangkok, Thailand. Opting to bat, India A posted 135 for 7 in the allotted 20 overs. Tejal Hasabnis played an unbeaten knock of 51 runs, while skipper Radha Yadav contributed 36 runs. Chasing a target of 136, Bangladesh A were bowled out for 88 in 19.1 overs. India's bowlers delivered a disciplined performance led by Prema Rawat, who claimed 3 wickets, while Sonia Mendhia and Tanuja Kanwar picked up 2 wickets each. Tejal Hasabnis was named player of the match for her match-winning half-century. The government has warned the attendees of India AI Impact Summit 2026 against a phishing scam. In a social media post, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said fraudulent messages are being circulated via SMS and WhatsApp requesting sensitive information to facilitate refunds. It said that these communications are not official and have not been authorized by the organization. The ministry further urged all attendees to remain vigilant against unsolicited requests for card numbers or WhatsApp contact details. It also asked the attendees to rely only on official channels for any event-related updates. And that is the end of this news bulletin.